bookends of this? Do you see the bookends of Isaac's birth was a miracle. It was not physically possible for them to have kids. God intervened and he said, pregnant. It's exact words. God intervened with this young virgin Mary and said, pregnant. It started here. It was completed here. In the meantime, all kinds of characters, just like fill this room. We were all there, friends. We were all there in this drama. But we were there when this baby was born. This baby Isaac, the father of the Jewish nation. I've never totally had explained to me an aspect of Judaism. I haven't studied it enough. I haven't asked enough, but I have asked some. And our friend Harvey, who's a Jewish believer, is in Boston this week trying to save the Red Sox, and so far it's not going very well. But I've talked to Harvey about this. A Jew is someone born to a Jewish mother. You can have a Gentile mother and a Jewish father, and by genetic, that child is not a Jew. And even by some of their spiritual groups, that child has to become a proselyte Jew, has to become a converted Jew. And why is it? Why is it? Could it be that it was the war between two mothers? And they said, no, this baby from this mother. Same father. They're both children of Abraham, but it's this mother. That's the Jew. Interesting, isn't it? There's a great warning from this story. We have the beautiful hope, and I heard when I was talking about how this other baby, Jesus, I heard people go, oh, and we should, it's great. There's a great warning in this. And the warning is this. If you want to have the peace of God's purposes, don't take away his plan into your own hands. You see what has resulted from Sarai's impatience, lack of faith, and expeditious worldview. Friends, if there was ever a group of people in the history of mankind who felt like they were entitled, and the word is entitlement, to make their own destinies, it's the Americans. All right? In certain ways, that's to be appreciated. But when it comes to the commands of God, nothing about being an American overrides that. Love your neighbor. Love God with everything you have. Believe his promises. God has promised to take care of you. He will. Don't take matters into your own hands. Next week, we're going to have a break from the soap opera. And we're going to have the Salem for Youth organization that Kent is the leader of inspire us. When I heard their presentation at our convention this year, and Rich and Linda will bear this out, it was, here's the gospel. Here's the gospel being lived. Here's broken jars of clay. Here are broken jars of clay being put back together. It's a good story, and